This is Central Oregon's Morning News on News Talk 1110 KBND.
We'll hear from a victim in a notorious local con artist case. That story straight ahead.
Ben, rental prices are climbing. We'll have details.
Once again, the community has stepped up to help a very good cause. We'll explain in a moment.
And U.S. Senator Jeff Merkley was in Bend yesterday. We'll tell you why.
With Lori Robb, I'm Frank Bonacresti. 12 minutes of nonstop news starts right now.
1110 KBND, depend on us.
An Oregon newspaper calls him one of Medford's most prolific con men, and he also has victims in the Bend area. Yesterday afternoon, Deschutes County Circuit Judge Stephen Forty sentenced 41-year-old Todd Surgeon of Bend to 6 years behind bars and 4 years of post-prison supervision. He scammed Bend area investors out of more than $200,000. Our news partner, News Channel 21, was in the courtroom when one victim spoke.
I realized that he knew he had an eager fish on his hook who was paying cash, and he was determined to get everything he could out of me, regardless of what it would do to me. 6 years is not enough. He won't change, and he'll just go right up there and do it again.
Surgeon had also been convicted of a similar crime in the Medford area. He served 7 years in prison in that case. Yesterday, he apologized to the victims and said he was trying to make the idea succeed, even living in the back of his store for 3 months. Lori Rose, who also was charged in the case, addressed the victim, saying she was sorry for any harm she had caused. The judge also ordered $215,000 in restitution.
1110 KBND News time is 7:06. In local business news, Ben, rental prices are climbing. Renters in homes are paying about 20% more today than they did a year ago. Local property managers say former homeowners who lost their homes through foreclosure or a short sale are adding to the region's tenant pool, which means lower supply and higher demand. The Central Oregon Rental Association just released its rental survey for the first quarter of 2012, and the group is reporting a vacancy rate of just 4.4%. That's the lowest rate since 2008. The report also shows a light increase in apartment rents. On average, a three-bedroom house in Bend rents for about $1,200 a month this year, up from about $1,000 a month in 2011. 1110 KBND News time is 7:07.
1110 KBND. Traffic and weather together on the 7s.
Good morning to you. It is 7:07. Let's go up to the air and find out what's going on with our Skyview traffic. Here's Mike Bauman.
We're over the north side right now. Traffic's moving really smoothly if you're coming in from Redmond on Highway 97, especially at Cooley Road. So if you're up this early, make sure you take advantage because it is going to get heavier later in the day. You can just count on it. I'll be back in 10 minutes with another look at your traffic. This is Mike reporting live for Leading Edge Aviation and News Talk 1110 KBND.
Skyview traffic brought to you by Robertson Ford and their 15 all-wheel drive or 4x4 models more than any other brand. See them today at Robertson Ford.
1110 KBND weather.
Good morning. A few showers early on, then followed by isolated thunderstorms this afternoon. Highs in Bend of 51.
34 in Madras, 30 in Redmond, 32 in Bend at 1110 KBND. The United Way of Deschutes County announced it has surpassed the goal of $1.2 million. Spokesperson Darlene Rogers says they want to send a big thanks to all the residents, businesses, and community organizations that have helped them reach this goal. The United Way serves almost 1 in 3 Deschutes County residents each year. With all the programs they fund, and that need continues to grow.
The need is always there. We have met our goal, but if additional donations come in, they will be put to use to provide the services we help fund.
Rogers says they're finding the need from all ages, every walk of life, and they're very happy they can help. She adds they're happy to receive donations all year long. You can donate online or at the business office in downtown Bend.
U.S. Senator Jeff Merkley of Oregon wants to continue to see Oregon's manufacturing sector thrive. He held business roundtables across the state recently to help accomplish that goal. He wrapped up his Made in Oregon manufacturing tour yesterday here in Bend.
Over the last 10 years, we have lost 5 million manufacturing jobs in the United States. And those are jobs that sustain middle-class families. And then they spend their money in the retail stores, and that sustains other middle-class families.
Senator Merkley says he will take what he learned at these roundtables and look for ways for the federal government to help grow manufacturing jobs.
Bend City Manager says there's a silver lining to the tough economy. Eric King says the city now qualifies for an enterprise zone. It's a carrot that can draw new business in and has worked well in Redmond and Prineville. King says the current zone is on the east side and they want to expand it to the whole area, similar to Redmond's approach.
We've taken a pretty non-traditional approach to economic development in Bend and are really working on strategies that retain small businesses here, because about 90% of our businesses have less than 20 employees. You know, EDCO is working on more on the recruitment side, so we're working more on the retention side and trying to work on some incentives.
KBND 1110 News Time 710.